Romans chapter 12. I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable to God, which is your logical way to serve. And don't be conformed to the patterns of this age, but be being transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can discern what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Through the grace that was given me, I now say to everyone who is among you, not to think highly of himself instead of what you should think, but rather he should think rationally according to how God has assigned to each one a portion of faith. For just as our physical body has many members, but all the members don't have the same function, so we who are many are one body in the Anointed One, and each one members of the others. But each one has different gifts according to the grace that was given to us. If we have the gift of prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or the gift of service, let us give ourselves to service. Or the gift of teaching, let us dedicate ourselves to teaching. He who encourages should be engaged in his encouraging. He who gives should do it with generosity. He who leads must do so with diligence. He who shows mercy should do so willingly. Let love be without hypocrisy, abhorring that which is evil, but clinging to that which is good. Concerning love for the brethren, show affection for each other, honoring the others by giving them preference. Don't be lazy in earnest service, but instead be fervent in your spirit, serving the Lord as a slave. Always be rejoicing in hope, be patient in affliction, be continuing constantly in prayer, be a partner in helping with the necessities of those set apart for God, be eager to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless them and don't curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Use God's wisdom in relating to each other, not thinking proud thoughts, but associating with those who are lowly. Don't be conceited. Don't pay back wrongs with wrongs. Consider carefully how to behave honorably in the sight of all men. As much as you possibly can, be at peace with everyone. Don't take revenge yourselves, beloved, but yield to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay," says the Lord. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing this you will pile up coals of fire on his head. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 and 22. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.